welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that the Holy Spirit will bless you. We are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. Praise God. Well, as I was preparing to spend this time with you, as we do Monday through Friday, every day this week, and I was asking God, what would He have? He gave me a message which I trust will be a blessing to your heart. But before we go there, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord, wherever two or three are gathered in Your name, that You are there in the midst. And Lord, so often we apply this scripture to local gatherings, church gatherings, which is certainly true. But Lord, I believe even in the Spirit, we can be united as we focus our hearts upon the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He came to do. And so, Father, bless this time together. Open our hearts to receive not only spiritual principles, the truth of Your Word, but open up to us the unlimited possibilities that faith can claim. Lord, You have so much for us. And so, Father, I pray that You will enlarge our borders. We can't do it, but You can, Lord. Make us hungry and desirous for more and more of You. And Lord, we desire only to give You the praise in Jesus' wonderful name. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. I will make the way straight before you. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but to be of good cheer, for He overcame the world. And the Father says, from birth, before your conception, I've watched over you with a careful eye. And though the times have been difficult, though the road has been rocky, though there have been twists and turns, I have preserved you for myself, and I will lead you in a straight path, says the Lord. I speak concerning deeper and deeper revelation and spiritual truths that not only will I make known to you, but you will experience them as you walk in my love, as you seek to serve me and love me with a whole heart. I will open to you the very riches of heaven, and your soul and your spirit will rejoice for that which I shall do in your life. And you will be able to say, as Paul, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So rejoice, beloved. My hand and eyes are over your life to protect you, to guide you, to lead you, and to bring you to the mountain of the Lord, even to Mount Zion, my dwelling place, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I was seeking the Lord quickened a passage of scripture that we're going to spend some time with, and that is, I've entitled it Finding Hidden Treasure. And over the years, I think there are few things that have intrigued man as the quest for hidden treasure, sunken treasure. I'm speaking in the natural sense. Treasure has been lost in the early centuries ago. You know, great wealth carried by the Spanish galleons, they'd sink, and some of that treasure's never been found. However, I want to speak of spiritual things and share some things with you that I think will make you even hungrier for the things of God. That's my desire. And so I have one text I want to share with you, and it's found in 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And we're going to look at the elements of this one passage of scripture in detail. But over the centuries, as I've shared, few things have spurred man's imagination as the prospect of finding hidden treasure. even in our own nation, over 150 years ago, people left everything back east when they heard that gold had been discovered in the foothills of California. And they went, sometimes leaving everything they knew, to seek that fortune in the California gold rush. And daring adventurers throughout time have been willing to forsake the comforts of home and family to face unknown dangers in the pursuit of riches. They're willing to take such risks because wealth has the potential to transform one's life, in fact, in a tremendous way. So let us look at this. You see what's involved in seeking hidden treasure and finding it. Not only is there the prospect of wealth and having one's needs met beyond what you could expect or desire, but also there's the adventure of going through it. I remember years ago, I think it was the first DVD some Christian friends gave me. It was called National Treasure. And it was such a fun movie with Nicolas Cage, and it was a good movie, and it was, even children could watch it, but it was very exciting. Going back to our nation's founding, there was a place of hidden treasure, national treasures of the United States that were secreted away. And so part of the plot was to find one sign, if you will, one secret to be able to go to the next level. And so the whole course was following these clues to be able to find the hidden treasure. And this has always appealed to man. And however, rather than go in a natural dimension, we're going to be looking at a spiritual dimension. And did you know that the Lord has hidden treasure reserved just for you, that he wants you to discover? And so as we begin today, let's find out where we can find this spiritual treasury of riches untold. All right, I said we were going to look at that one scripture. The main point is we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, of course, that this earthen vessel refers to our body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there's a treasure within us, in our spirit, that I don't believe any one of us, I don't care how successful in ministry, how long you've served the Lord, I believe there are endless riches to discover in our relationship with the Lord. Let me share some supporting scriptures. Isaiah 13 and 12 says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold. This is referring to, of course, he or she who walks with the Lord, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. So, beloved, someone who possesses spiritual knowledge and spiritual truth is more precious, even in terms of the world standards, because they hold truth. Now, the world may not recognize it, but they hold within their heart, within their understanding, the knowledge of God and the way to eternal life. Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. It's not complicated. People have tried to make it complicated, and there's deep revelation to be found in the Word of God. There's no question of that. But the way of salvation is simple, that a child can find it. A wayfaring man, though he be ignorant, he won't get lost in the way. He will be led by the Lord in the things that are necessary for him to know. So let me share Colossians 2:3, that their hearts might be comforted unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, for the purpose, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, the threefold unity of the Trinity, in whom, listen to this, are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. since when we repented, when we came to the Lord, we invited God not just to come and to save us, to come dwell in our hearts, but as we gain spiritual understanding, it's not just fire insurance from hell. It's because we discover that the person of the Lord is so beautiful, is so incredibly amazing, that our breath is taken away when we truly understand the person of our God. And it was expressed in a human way through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible. You know, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not in ritual. It's not doing certain things just right. Although the law was our teacher under the old covenant, there were all kinds of rituals and sacrifices. Thank God we don't have to do that anymore, because God provided a lamb for the sacrifice. He provided a perfect lamb. You know, that was when they offered a lamb or a goat, it had to be perfect, not a single blemish. And the priest would determine if that was the case. And so, when we are born again, God Almighty comes to dwell in our human spirits. Our bodies, therefore, become a temple of the living God. Praise God. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Well, beloved, there's so much more to share, and I hope you are excited to learn more about this supernatural treasure we have within us. I want you to know, as always, I invite you to write this. Jesus said we'd have tribulation in the world, but also he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given us the amazing privilege of prayer. And there's power in agreeing prayer, as Jesus said. So if you've been struggling and you haven't quite got the victory in an area, I encourage you to write. There's power in agreement. That's what I always do. If I'm struggling with something, I want someone to agree with me. The announcer will share our contact information. If should you email, for convenience sake, if you'd like, I will pray and confirm receipt. But if you would like a personal answer, this has been a foundation of our ministry since 1965, is the ministry of correspondence, and countless testimonies have come in over the decades of what a blessing the word was to receive. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.